The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Kiplinger Personal Finance and also an article from AARP Bulletin. Our first article from Kiplinger Personal Finance, 18 Ways to Trim Your Energy Bill. Make your home and lifestyle more energy efficient and save money while you're at it with these moves. Households are paying a lot more for electricity than they were a few years ago. Prices for residential electricity jumped 25% from June of 2021 to June of 2024, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And unfortunately, rates are likely to keep climbing for a while. Utilities expect electricity consumption to grow by 4.7% in the next 5 years, according to the Kiplinger letter, and that booming demand is running into supply constraints as infrastructure is built to generate more electricity from solar panels and wind turbines. On the bright side, consumers who heat their homes with natural gas are paying less now than they were a couple of years ago, when Russia's invasion of Ukraine led to soaring gas prices in Europe that spilled over into U.S. markets. The U.S. Energy Information Administration predicts that futures prices for natural gas will shift upward in the second half of this year and in 2025. If that happens, households may see modest increases in their gas bills. Overall, the average utility payments per customer was nearly $300 in March, up by about 23% from 5 years earlier, according to data from Bank of America. Experts say record high temperatures, the growing prevalence of wildfires and other natural disasters, and a slow transition to renewable energy are to blame, among other factors. Whatever the direction of utility prices, it pays to make moves that reduce your energy usage. You can implement plenty of low-cost strategies right away that will have an impact on your energy bill, says Ryan Shea, a manager in the Carbon-Free Buildings team at RMI, a nonprofit that aims to reduce global energy consumption. And for those with a sizable budget, making a few big-ticket home improvements could slash your energy costs significantly and help you qualify for some handsome tax breaks. Well, here are 18 ways to use energy less at home and lower your utility bills. Everyday changes. Shop for better electricity prices. If you live in a state that allows you to choose who supplies your electricity, and 13 states and Washington, D.C. do, according to the Retail Energy Supply Association, compare rates to make sure you're getting the best prices. Some states offer online tools that make it easy to shop around, such as Maryland's MD Electric Choice and Connecticut's Energy CT. See whether your utility provider offers time-of-use pricing. Another way to cut your electricity cost is to take advantage of a dynamic pricing plan through which a utility supplier charges customers higher or lower rates depending on when they consume electricity. If you're on a time-of-use rate, you can plan your energy consumption around that by doing more energy-intensive tasks like running your clothes dryer during off-peak hours to save money, says Jennifer Aman, a senior fellow in the buildings program at the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy. Off-peak hours can vary depending on the time of year and your region. Note that some states, such as Colorado, have implemented, quote, opt-out programs. In these states, every household is automatically placed in a time-of-use price plan, so you may already be enrolled in one without even knowing it. Contact your utility provider to learn more about your plan. Get a smart thermostat. If you still have a manual thermostat, you may want to upgrade to a smart thermostat, a device that allows you to control the temperature of your home from an app. Because it lets you adjust your thermostat from anywhere, it's especially handy if, say, you forget to lower the temperature before you leave for a trip during colder months, or you forget to raise the temperature during a summer vacation. Some smart thermostats also offer features such as geofencing, which uses your smartphone's location to adjust the temperature automatically based on occupancy sensors and temperature learning programs that adapt to your behaviors. Homes equipped with an Energy Star certified smart thermostat save 8% on their heating and cooling cost on average. Turning your thermostat down 7 to 10 degrees from its normal setting for 8 hours a day in the winter and dialing it up 7 to 10 degrees for 8 hours a day in the summer, say while you're at work, can cut your home's heating and cooling costs by as much as 10% a year, according to the Department of Energy. Keep your HVAC system in tip-top shape. Maximizing your HVAC system's efficiency can help reduce your home's heating and cooling cost. Replace the air filters every 3 months or according to the manufacturer's instructions. Signing up for an air filter subscription could save you some money. It's also a good idea to schedule an annual tune-up with an HVAC technician who can check for signs of a leak or damage that could be hindering your system's performance. Use ceiling fans strategically. Ceiling fans can make it feel like the temperature in a room is 2 to 3 degrees cooler than it actually is, says Amon. The labor cost to install a ceiling fan is approximately $250 to $700, according to HomeGuide, a marketplace that connects homeowners with construction and home maintenance professionals. Ceiling fan prices typically run between $50 and $300. Make sure to rotate ceiling fans counterclockwise during the summer to allow the blades to push the cooler air down, Amon says. In the winter, blades should move clockwise to distribute warm air around the room. Also, turn off ceiling fans when you leave the room to conserve energy. And block out sunlight in the summer. Heat gain from sun exposure can drive up your cooling bill, so on summer days, you should close draperies or blinds on windows that receive direct sunlight. Consider installing medium-colored draperies with white plastic backings, which the Department of Energy says can reduce heat gain by 33% on average. For maximum effectiveness, drapes should be hung as close to the windows as possible and fall onto the windowsill or floor. You can also install film on window panes to help block out the sun's rays. The total cost to place films on a 30 by 60 inch window yourself is just $10 on average, according to the Efficient Window Coverings Collaborative. Harness natural light in the winter. Keep curtains and blinds open, especially on south-facing windows, to let sunlight naturally heat your home during the cold weather months. Plug openings. Air leaks can drive up your utility bill. Seal up all the nooks and crannies that are leaking air into and out of your house, says Joel Rosenberg, a researcher at the nonprofit Rewiring America and author of Electrify Everything in Your Home. Pay close attention to gaps or cracks around air vents, windows, and doors. Caulking air leaks throughout your home, an inexpensive DIY project, can trim your energy bill by 10% to 20%, according to the Department of Energy. Another way to tighten your home's envelope is to add insulation in the attic, basement, and crawl spaces. Weatherizing a home typically has the biggest cost savings in colder or hotter climates, says Ryan Shea of RMI. Moreover, if you have a wood-burning fireplace, close the chimney flue when it's not in use. An open chimney provides a clean shot for warm or cool air to escape your home. Install energy-efficient lighting. If your home still has incandescent light bulbs, replacing them with LEDs is necessary. Installing LED lights is a no-brainer since they provide a great return on investment. Incandescent consumes about 60 watts of electricity, while LED light bulbs use only about 10 watts on average, according to Energy Sage, a comparison shopping platform for home solar systems. LED bulbs also last up to 25 times longer, according to the Department of Energy. Adjust your water heater. Water heating is typically the second largest home energy expense after space heating and cooling. Some manufacturers set water heaters to 140 degrees, an unnecessary high temperature. Lowering the temperature to 120 degrees could save you more than $400 a year and reduces the risk of scalding. Also, if you have an older water heater that you're not quite ready to replace, a water heater blanket can help prevent heat from escaping, says Amon. Cook efficiently. When it comes to energy consumption, it's better to use a toaster oven instead of a full-size oven. In fact, cooking a meal in a toaster oven could save over 50% of the energy used to cook the same meal in a conventional electric oven, according to Consumer Guide to Home Energy Savings, a book that Amon co-authored. If you're just reheating leftovers, it's better to do that in a toaster oven, which can heat up faster than a full-size oven, Amon says. When you need to cook in a full-size oven, avoid opening and closing it frequently, which can reduce the oven's efficiency. According to one estimate, the oven temperatures can drop 25 degrees when you open the door a single time. Use a kitchen degreaser to gently clean the seal on your oven door so that the appliance retains the maximum amount of heat. Wash clothes with cold water. Water heating makes up about 90% of the energy it takes to run a washing machine, the Environmental Protection Agency says. So consider using your washer's cold water cycle for most loads. Reserve hot water for heavily soiled clothing and linens and towels, as well as white garments that easily show dirt. Cleaning your dryer's lint filter before each cycle can help your clothes dry more quickly. Slay energy vampires. According to the Natural Resources Defense Council, nearly one-fourth of home energy use is consumed by vampire devices that suck electricity even when they're turned off. The average home has 20 to 40 energy vampires, TV printers, TVs, printers, computers, device chargers, small electric appliances, and gaming consoles, to name a few. Using standby power is responsible for about 1% of global carbon emissions, according to the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. Unplugging devices when they're not in use can reduce your home's energy usage. If you have a cluster of energy vampires in a specific area, plug them into a timer power strip, which allows you to set a schedule for when they're turned on and off, reducing the phantom load. Large-scale improvements. You can order an energy audit. Many experts recommend that before you make any home improvements, you should get an energy audit. A whole-house diagnostic assessment by an energy professional that will identify ways you can make your home more efficient. An energy audit is a great first step because it can help you create a plan and prioritize what repairs and changes you should make to your home, says Amon. Without an energy audit, you're flying blind in terms of opportunities you have and what challenges you might encounter when making your home more energy efficient. A home energy audit typically costs between $200 and $700, often depending on the size of your home, according to Angie, a home service website. Some energy audits will include a home energy score that grades your home energy's efficiency between 0 and 10, with 10 being the most efficient. A home energy score is like a mile per gallon rating, but for your home. With it, you can understand how efficiently your home is running and take steps to make it more efficient. The score was developed by the U.S. Department of Energy and its laboratories. See whether your utility company provides a subsidy or rebate for an energy audit, advises Rosenberg. Homeowners may also be eligible for a federal tax credit of 30% of the cost of an energy audit, with a maximum credit of $150 per year. Get a customized plan with this online tool. Rewiring America recently released a personal electrification planner, and you can find that at homes.rewiringamerica.org, which you can use to get an energy efficiency plan tailored to you based on your home, lifestyle, and goals. It's very easy to use and provides a lot of valuable specific information. Plug in your home's address, square footage, and a few other details, and the planner will generate a list of home improvements, including cost estimates for each project, as well as the annual energy savings and carbon emission reductions they'll provide. Earn energy tax credits. The Inflation Reduction Act, a sweeping piece of legislation signed in 2022, offers a number of tax credits and deductions for energy-efficient home improvements. The Energy-Efficient Home Improvement Credit lets homeowners claim a tax credit for up to 30% of the cost of certain energy-efficient programs and improvements, up to $1,200 per year. Even more generous, homeowners can qualify for a yearly credit of 30% of the cost, up to $2,000 per year, for heat pump water heaters and heat pumps for heating and cooling your home that meet the highest non-advanced efficiency tier set by the Consortium for Energy Efficiency. Outfit your home with energy-efficient appliances. Over their lifetime, ENERGY STAR certified appliances can reduce greenhouse gas emissions by about 130,000 pounds and save an estimated $11,000 on your home's energy bills, according to the EPA. You can see whether your utility provider offers rebates for ENERGY STAR appliances at energystar.gov. You may also be eligible for a rebate through the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebates Program, depending on your income and where you live. For more information, visit homes.rewiringamerica.org. That address again is homes.rewiringamerica.org. And lastly, consider solar panels. It costs about $30,000 on average to purchase and install a 10-kilowatt solar system, according to Energy Sage. Fortunately, the Inflation Reduction Act provides homeowners with a 30% tax credit for solar installations until 2032. The credit drops to 26% for solar systems installed in 2033 and falls to 22% for systems installed in 2034, and then it expires. That means now could be a good time to install solar panels, depending on how long you plan to own your home. For a typical home, it takes about 7 to 8 years to break even, Energy Sage says. Homeowners who install a solar panel system can save anywhere from $28,000 to $120,000 over 25 years. Wondering whether your home is a good candidate for solar panels? enter your address to the tool at Google Project Sunroof, which can be found at sunroof.withgoogle.com, to see how many hours of usable sunlight your house receives each year. The recommended size of a roof solar installation for your home, and the estimated net energy savings over the course of 20 years. Our next article from Kiplinger Personal Finance, the downside of leasing a car. A lease may have a lower monthly payment, but it comes with hidden cost. Buying a new car is far more expensive than it was a few years ago. In June of 2024, the average transaction price for a new car was $48,644, compared with $38,530 4 years earlier, according to automotive research company Kelley Blue Book. And according to Edmunds, an online resource for car shoppers, the average new car loan comes with a 7.3% interest rate, a 69-month payment term, almost 6 years, and a whopping $740 monthly payment. By comparison, the average payment for a new lease was $595 in early 2024, according to credit reporting company Experian. And leasing is on the rise this year, with about 24% of new cars leased in early 2024, compared with 19% in early 2023. Weighing the cost. On its face, leasing looks more affordable than buying because the monthly payments are usually lower. Let's say, for example, you want to drive a Honda CR-V. The most leased car in the first quarter of 2024, according to Experian. With a sticker price near $33,000, the lease payment would be about $500 for 3 years. By comparison, if you get a 60-month loan to purchase the same car with no down payment and a 7.84% interest rate, your monthly payment would be more than $700. Yet in the long term, leasing is more expensive than buying for one simple reason. As long as you lease, your car payments never end. On top of that, leasing is mostly limited to new or sometimes gently used cars, which aren't exactly budget-friendly. In 2023, drivers had only 10 new car models to choose from that were priced at $25,000 or less. Plus, with a lease, you have to repair excess wear and tear before returning the car and pay a disposition fee, which covers the cost of reconditioning the car, of about $350. If you drive more than a certain number of miles per year set by the dealership, often 10,000 to 15,000 miles, you may also face penalties of 15 to 30 cents per mile above that limit. Well, when is leasing a better choice? If you love to drive the latest car models and know you'll be trading up every few years, leasing is usually the way to go, as long as you're okay with a never-ending monthly payment. Additionally, if you're in the market for an all-electric vehicle or a plug-in hybrid, you may want to lease. Leased vehicles have broader eligibility than purchases for a federal clean vehicle tax credit, up to $7,500, since leased EVs and plug-in hybrids are classified as commercial vehicles. This helps them qualify without the income, pricing, or sourcing questions that arise if you buy the car instead. Lowering the purchase price. The best way to make a car purchase more affordable is to get a used car. For example, you can buy a new Toyota RAV4, which was recently the most popular SUV according to Kelley Blue Book, starting at about $28,600. If you buy a used 2020 model instead, you'll pay about $21,700. To bring down the purchase price even further, and to get better fuel economy, reducing how much you pay for gas, go for a smaller car. Some of the safest used cars are small, according to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, including Toyota Corollas and Honda Civics. If you plan to get a loan, shop among local banks and credit unions. They typically offer more competitive interest rates than dealers. And from AARP Bulletin, interesting article, should you pay to save? What you get from big retailers' pricey membership programs. Retailer membership programs promise instant gratification, fast free shipping of millions of products, plus other freebies and special deals. And despite annual fees that can hit more than $100, many of us pay up. Perks are piling up at three of the biggest programs. Are they worth it? Here's my take, plus a rundown of recent updates. If you join these or other programs, stay on top of terms since retailers can revise them quickly. Amazon Prime. The price is $139 a year or $14.99 a month. There's a discount possible for government assistant recipients. My take on this, it costs a lot, but you get a lot, starting with fast free shipping, including one-day and same-day delivery. You also get Prime Day deals, Whole Foods market discounts, free music, videos, books, and games, and a half-price annual membership in the Amazon-owned One Medical service. Well, what's new? There's a grocery delivery subscription. You can pay $9.99 a month for unlimited deliveries of orders over $35 from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods and from certain grocery stores and specialty retailers. Also, free restaurant delivery. A Grubhub Plus membership previously lasting only 1 year eliminates delivery fees on orders over $12 and gives you a 5% credit on pickup orders. And Target Circle 360, the price is $99 a year. My take is if you get weekly deliveries of groceries and other products, this program could pay off within a few months since same-day delivery normally costs $9.99 per order. And lastly, Walmart Plus, the price is $98 a year or $8.17 a month. My take, Walmart Plus is especially good if you regularly order groceries online. You get free deliveries with a $35 minimum order, which pays for itself in just a few orders, since the normal cost is $7.95 to $9.95. And we are out of time again for today's episode of Money Matters. Until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138. Thank you again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.